Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 15th. If you are filing your corporate taxes, today is the due date, folks. Yes, if you're an entrepreneur or something, you have your own business and you thought you had till April 15th. No, that's not the case. If it's a business and it's a corporate return, it's due March 15th.
I hate tax time.
Right?
It's
the worst. So I try to delegate as much of that as I can, but I still have to deal with it in some way. So,
you know, I'll never forget the first time I had to pay income tax, which actually wasn't the first time, but the first time I personally did it myself.
Right.
And I was like, this system is so fucked. Right. How are they going to give me candy and then take it back? So from now on, I try to, you know, I usually opt for the W-4,
right,
which takes it out in advance because it's like, you know, then you don't have to give it back.
Right, exactly.
You never get it in the first place, right?
Exactly. And sometimes you'll get a refund, so that's worth it.
Right. But I mean, you know, I'm used to it now.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens in the real world is you work and 30% of that goes to the government, you know, so.
Yeah, unless I'm a Texas resident, so
yeah.
Not for me.
Why?
But
I'm talking about like federal taxes. So it's like maybe 25%, okay. About 25% for the average income, I think.
Yeah.
So that's still, I mean, you know, you work 1 out of 4 days for the government, you know.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You know, where are they going to get their money? And besides, you know, I got to tell you that most of the world, the taxes are higher than ours.
I know.
So we should be grateful, you know.
Yeah. I know.
So how you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm chipper this morning. I got good. A really good workout in. So
did you get some good sleep too?
I'm feeling fresh. I did. Great. Yes. Great.
There's such a difference when you sleep and when you don't. You know, I can tell right away.
I know. And it's going to be like very much needed because tomorrow morning, oh my gosh, listeners beware. Because I am literally working all night, you guys. Like, my call time for this show on YouTube Red is 9 p.m.
Wow.
So I go into hair and makeup at that time, and it's a really extensive hair and makeup job. So lots of FX and things like that. So takes a good few hours. And then my scene is set to be shot at 3:15 in the morning, which is the last scene, mind you. I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I had been kind of lucking out on the production up until this point with times, you know. A lot of times I would finish at like 11, 12, which is not like that bad.
Right.
But when you get into these times where you're working practically all night, it throws your whole sleep cycle off. So.
And those are long work days too, right? I mean, you start
early. Yeah. I mean, I'll get there at 9. Probably work 8 hours. Yeah. So. I mean, not crazy long work hours, but just odd hours, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. But then again, you have all the benefits, all the advantages of this. Like, you're always at beautiful locales and stuff. You were telling us about this mansion you're going to be at, right?
Yeah, I actually love it. I love going to this particular set because it's this, you know, stunning mansion in this place called Newhall, which is, you know, about an hour outside of L.A.
Right.
And, you know, you wouldn't even think it's LA. It's bizarre to think that it's so close. It's not technically, I guess, but you know, there are fields and crops and it's beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and this place is like an orange, you know, orchard. There's like orange trees everywhere. And
really?
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. So
sounds good. You see, so there's an upside to it too.
I know, but of course, when it's dark, you don't get to see
it.
I know, so that sucks.
Yeah.
But the sun will be rising as I'm leaving. So
exactly. Don't they have any sunrise scenes or anything?
I know. That's the thing with shooting night shots. You know, you let these film people shoot night shots, and they'll shoot it at night, obviously. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's when you get to work.
Except for them, there's no morning, there's no night. They just work around the clock.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. It's just like really odd hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, for those of you who want to be actors and stuff, beware, you know. It's not an easy life, you know.
That's why marriages never work out in the industry.
Really, right?
I'm kidding. Some yeah, do, people, obviously, but.
Some do, but most don't. I mean, how can it work if you have, if you're like working on a movie for a few weeks, a couple months, and you have all these love scenes with this woman or a guy, if you're a woman, and how do you not like fall for them? You know what I'm saying? So I think that happens a lot too, a lot of jealousy.
Well, we've
and
seen it
like
time
that.
And time again,
right?
And, you know, it's almost like one person of the couple would have to just dedicate themselves to the relationship. And yeah. by that, I mean just like go with the other person everywhere, pretty
That's
much.
That's true, and support them and stuff. Yeah, yeah, you have to find a special person who would do that.
Right.
But then if they're both in the industry, it's easier, don't you think? Because they both have to deal with it.
Yeah, right? But then they're both going separate ways if they are really both work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unless they're big enough stars to where they can get hired on the same production. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In
yeah.
that case, like, that would be fine. But
it's rare, though.
It's rare, yeah. And I just think that it would be really hard.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. But I just know that if I had to do a scene with a woman and I saw her every day and we were locking lips and we were, like, practically nude in bed, I can't see how I wouldn't fall for her, you know?
Right.
And usually they're beautiful movie stars and stuff, you know? So, yeah, I think it's a hard life.
Yeah, yeah.
Not an easy life. It's not as easy as people make it out to be.
No.
You know?
No, no.
Relationships can't really last.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. So, in a few minutes, our guest is going to waltz in here. And she's going to be fun. She's just running a little behind. She said she shattered the crystal this morning, so she had to probably pick it up and clean it up and stuff, which
what?
Is a pain
oh,
in the
no.
ass, right?
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Goodness.
Yeah. So today's Super Tuesday, folks, the third one. And today it's a make or break for Kasich and for Rubio because they both have their home states voting.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah. And
I bet they didn't get any sleep last night.
No, I'm sure they didn't, you know. This is going to be the last. Yeah, I mean, it would be embarrassing if you lose in your own state. And that's why they're saying if they don't win today, they're out.
I know. But, you know, it's so perplexing and you know, a little bit ironic that people fight so hard for the presidency because have you seen the presidents after a few years in office?
Yeah, right?
Oh my God. It's
gray hair and wrinkles, right?
It's not good for the appearance.
No, right?
It's like save yourself if you want to keep your good looks.
Yeah.
Particularly Rubio. I mean, he's still young and it's like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Cut some good hairs left, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
There might be a silver lining if you don't win.
Yeah, he'll have a chance again, but now we're going to have to deal with Trump and what to do about him. That's going to be very interesting, you know, because they could have a contested convention.
Well, that's what I think is actually going to happen.
You think?
And that yeah. would just be insane.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like has that ever happened?
I think it has, but, you know, not recently.
Right.
Not recently. I read that it happened, but I don't remember with whom. I think in the 60s or 70s or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, either way, I mean, the thing is that Trump is definitely not won yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But people keep talking about him and, you know, I don't know. Some people don't think he's bad. So.
A lot of people don't think
yeah,
he's bad.
Right. I mean, like I said, I like some of his ideas, but I think his mouth is too big.
Yeah.
You know, he says the wrong things all the time. And you can't be president and say these things. And I don't care if people say, oh, well, he says what's on his mind. Well, you know what? What's on his mind is not necessarily a good thing. And he
yeah.
shouldn't be saying all these things.
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, let's get serious about his political views here. Let's not forget that he used to be a major Democratic supporter.
Right.
And Democrat. So,
but people do change and they flip, you know. I mean, it happens.
I mean, I guess.
You know, yeah.
But they really?
With age, too. You know, I mean, I used to be a lot more liberal when I was younger, you know, and then you become more conservative as you age, I think. But many people that I know I've seen like that as well. But, you know, it depends. It really depends. I don't know. But people can support different people. I mean, there's been senators and congressmen who, you know, jumped from one party to another. Mm-hmm. It has happened, but, you know, but he's alienating way too many people.
But I just feel like in Trump's case, it's a matter of convenience for him. And he's just looking out for what he needs to do to get where he wants to go.
Well, but yeah, but isn't that true about most politicians?
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
They'll say anything, right? Yeah, that's why people want him, because he sort of symbolizes the anti-establishment.
Well, of course. Yeah, you know, that is his mass appeal.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. You know, maybe the problem also is I think he makes himself heated on so many people that nobody is even listening to him or what he has to say. And that's unfortunate. But what are you going to do? So, yeah, last night I was on Two Chicks Talking Politics. That's a show we have here. And I was sitting with Susan Olsen, who's little Cindy from the Brady Bunch. And she was on. And she has a show every Monday night with Sheena. But Sheena Mendel, who's on our station, lost her mother on Friday. And that was really sad, you know. Aww. She doesn't have much family. But her mother was like at the point where it was better for her just to go.
Sure, yeah.
You know, so, and then her dog died 5 hours later.
You're kidding.
No, can you imagine two devastating losses like that in one day? So Sheena is very strong, and I want to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
And also, so she had to miss a couple shows, but that's okay. So I was on the show.
How sad.
Yeah, I know. So I was on the show with Susan, and we were talking politics. You guys can download it from last night. And, yeah, we were talking about a lot of different things, actually. But, you know, so there's different opinions. Some people are not embarrassed to support Trump.
Oh, clearly not.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly not.
Yeah. So where's our guest? God damn it, Melissa. Make it in here. But in the meantime... what did I want to say? So, well, you know what? I didn't even prepare or anything, you know, because we didn't have time, right? We came right
in. I know.
Maybe I'll talk about my 3D printer.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
This thing is so cool.
And you haven't seen anything yet. You know, I just printed a little piece of plastic bust, you know, but it's... I'm going to scan you and give you a figurine so you can show it to people.
Yay!
And then, you see, I'll have to give it to, like, opinion leaders. So then when people see it, they'll go, oh, where did you get it? And you send them to me, and I'll sell it to them.
Oh, like, exactly.
I figured, what the hell? You know, if I make a little hobby, I might as well make some money off
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's so cool.
I mean, I would pay... a pretty buck, I think, for a figurine of myself if it looked like me.
And, yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, it appeals to your ego, right? Everybody would do that, you know?
It does.
So I just have to make sure it comes out good and stuff. And it takes a long time because you can imagine it does it in small layers of plastic.
Exactly.
You know? So it's just like a printer would print line by line, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like a mold where they have machines, you know, that make molds of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all like, it's all you pour plastic in there. But here it actually has to shape it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. And it takes a while, but it's rewarding, I think, in the end. And it's affordable now, so people can do it. They're not as ugly anymore. Like you saw, it looks pretty nice, right? Like a microwave oven.
Yeah, it's cool.
Right.
It does look like an oven.
Some of them look just like an industrial machine, and they didn't look very attractive, so I didn't get them. I got this one. Yeah. So we'll see. But like I said, the cherry on top would be the scanner that actually lets you bring the things you want to print into the computer. You know?
Yeah.
So that'd be cool. Can you imagine doing like, you know what I was thinking? Like a chessboard with all the characters of people in your family or something.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'm sure people have done it, but how cool would that be?
Yeah, I know. Who knows if anybody's done it yet? I don't know. I looked it up. I mean, obviously a lot of people are using it, but I don't think that it's caught on to the fact that everybody has seen it or knows about it.
Right.
I mean, look how we're getting excited about it, you know, for the first time we're seeing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so it's a cool thing. And we'll post some things after I make them and stuff. I'm going to paint them as well.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe I'll let my daughter paint them and stuff. But I want them to look real. You don't want it to be just one color. Right? It's got to have flesh tone and hair and everything. But you'll see. It's going to look real. So I'm looking forward to that because I'm an artist, you know. I mean, I love these things. To me, it's a toy, you know.
It is such a cool toy, too. And, you know, it's one thing to hear about it, but to actually see it and be able to, you know, visualize what you've been hearing. I'm a visual person. So, I mean, for me, it just makes the world a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. And like I said, we only printed like a little thing I got off the internet, which is not very good quality, so it didn't come out smooth, but who cares, right? That's the first one that we ever ran, so we'll see.
And it still looks pretty good.
I'm definitely not gonna make any gun parts out of it like some people are. Have you heard that you can make guns out of it, like
what?
A plastic gun?
No,
like a real gun but made of plastic, you know. The ones that you can go through in customs and they wouldn't catch you.
Interesting. But what good is it though? Like, does it shoot? I mean,
yeah, you can make it work.
Yeah,
you just make the parts the way that you would
normally.
Exactly, and put them together.
So like a plastic bullet,
or maybe even a real bullet. Yeah, I think you can put a real bullet in.
My god,
yeah, it's really tough plastic. I think it can withstand heat and stuff,
right?
Yeah. Wow. Our guest just texted us that she'll see us in 7 minutes. Well, 7 minutes is probably when she's going to park. That's probably what's in our GPS.
Exactly.
And then our elevator takes about 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Our elevator is a disaster.
So she'll be here for half the show. That's fine. What are you going to do? I still don't understand that. Maybe I'll put her on the spot. Alyssa, why the hell are you late? But, you know, people are. By the way, yesterday our guest didn't call, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, we've had a good run of bad luck with these
guests. I mean, what's going on with the phone guest?
I don't know.
So yesterday the call never came in, and then at 11:15 I get a call on my cell phone from Australia, so I answered it.
What?
And he's like, "Hi, this is Jeremy Walker." I'm like, "What? You calling from Australia?" And I said, "Now I know why you call an hour late, because we moved our clocks."
Oh my god!
Right.
Did he call the station?
So he called the station first. Luckily, nobody answered, because otherwise it's like, "Hey, you know, I'm calling into your show." Well, this is the wrong show, you know.
Oh my god!
So it would have to happen. So thank goodness they didn't answer. He came into. So we're gonna reschedule it for another day, but that was pretty weird, you know, because...
Well, it makes sense. Honest mistake.
Yeah, you know, and from Australia. I didn't realize he was calling from that far.
Right, so we didn't give him a heads up about the change.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even think about it.
Right.
Yeah, wow. I wonder if they do it there, too. I don't know if they have daylight savings time there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we're, like, the only ones to do it, right?
No. Many places in the world do. Yeah.
Well, I love it being light longer.
I know. I love it too, man. I mean, there's just so much to do. You know, shorter nights. Who needs those long nights starting at 4:30 in the afternoon?
I know.
In the winter.
I know. Yeah.
It's too early.
I don't. I don't need it.
I know. And now we get light till 7:30. So that's not bad.
It's awesome.
7:30, yeah. So, yeah, I enjoy it. Weather's great as always in LA, and everybody always comments on the great view we have here. I never even actually spend the time looking outside, but we have we see trees, we see mountains, right?
Yeah, it is.
We have a school right across from us, a cool school. And yeah, I mean, we should sometimes maybe do Periscope or something, right?
That's all the rage right now.
Right. And I know. Everybody's doing Periscopes here. I don't, because people have to. It's the next step from documenting your life on Instagram and Facebook. You know, it's like, here, look, now this is what I'm doing in video.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys want to watch.
Gosh, I'm so excited. I'm about to hit 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Really?
Yes, and real followers.
Yeah. Real followers. There you go. They're not going to go away.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. You know, it's so funny because about a few months ago, I decided, you know, okay, I'm going to make an effort to increase my social media presence. And, you know, I fought it for a long time, and but it's become such an integral part of the industry.
Right. I mean, everybody looks at it.
Yeah. And so I thought, okay, you know, I got to just bite the bullet and do it.
Right.
So I started, you know, increasing the quality of my content and posting regularly.
Right.
And
hold on, I think this is our guest here, if I'm not wrong. Hold on a second. Let's see why she's calling in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, yes. I hear you talking about me.
We are talking about you. Who are we going to talk about? You're our guest today, Melissa.
You're going to put me on the spot.
Well, then you better get your ass over here, then.
I am. I'm almost there. I'm just... Yeah, what happened was we're packing to move, and I dropped a crystal punch bowl.
Oh.
You know, so it's a pretty decent size. And my roommate is out of town,
so you had to clean it all up.
Clean it up, yeah, because of my dog.
Yeah,
my dog.
Yeah, you don't want glass all over there. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well, Melissa, it happens, you know, but do come in, and we still have about half an hour, so hurry up, okay?
Right. Okay, I'm just at the light right now.
Okay, I'll promote your show in the meantime.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Melissa.
Okay.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Kelsey.
Bye.
Bye. So that's Melissa Hill. She's going to join us here in a few minutes, and she has the show... Hill and Howard Raw Talk, if I remember. And let me just bring it up here because I sometimes forget the names of the shows because we have so many.
I know. It's hard to remember everything.
Right. And sometimes they're like long names. So it's hard to remember. You know? But I'll tell you in just a second. Wow. Excuse me. That was rude. Yeah. Hill and Howard Raw Talk Radio. And that's with Howard Levine, too, but he's taking a little break from the show for personal reasons. So, at any rate, also today you can catch Damian Bertrand, who was on the show last week. He's got the show Past Lives, and you guys are going to enjoy that show. It's quite a show. It's pretty interesting. Great shows all day, really. I mean, I could sit here and review all our shows. They're amazing, you know, and I just love... Love to sometimes sit on my computer and listen in the background to what people have to say.
I know, we have some great content.
We really do. Yeah. And as you got to meet some of our hosts too, you see we have great people here as well, you know.
Yeah.
So it works all the way around. And now I just need to convince the powers that be to throw a little party here.
Yeah.
Because I don't like organizing it, so I need to convince the people that do to do it.
Exactly.
You know. But if you had to throw a party like this, when would you do it? When do you think the best time of day and what day would be best to get the most people here?
Well, you know, it's kind of a toss-up for me because part of me would want to do it like a Friday at like 7 or 8, maybe like 8.
Okay.
Because then people like are in the going out mode and then they would go out after.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, yeah,
that's true. They come down for an hour or two, and then they go out.
Exactly.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like the pre-party.
Right. Wow, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we usually do it Saturday mornings or afternoons, and because we figured a lot of people are out and about, it'll be easier for them to come, you know?
Right.
And also, we don't have any shows running during that time, but if it's going to keep people from coming, then it doesn't make sense. You know, but I'm going to actually think of that. So Friday night, what about Saturday night? Is that...
That might be okay, too.
Yeah, at the same time, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we'll think about that. and see when we're going to throw something, because then everybody gets to meet everybody.
Yeah, I it's think a lot that of that's fun. Really cool.
Yeah.
That's
We've really had cool. that before. Some people get too drunk.
Hey, but that's the best part of a company party, right?
That is.
I mean, like, then you... I feel... This is what I feel like. So... Company parties are one of company parties and your birthday are two times you should be exempt from getting incredibly intoxicated.
That's true, right?
I mean, yeah, because, yeah. you know, I don't know why I feel that way, but well, obviously your birthday, you know, because it's your birthday.
Right.
And then company parties because, what the hell?
I guess you're right. What yeah. can I say? You know,
yeah.
that's funny.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
But oh, party. Back to my Instagram story. So,
yes.
yeah, I you know made a commitment to just posting good content. And
so you started dripping a little bit every day,
posting more regularly. Yeah, and also kind of picking a theme. So mine is like, you know, fitness, fit actress is the best way to describe it. So
yeah, like the yoga poses.
Yeah, but then I'm always like, so I do that, but then like a lot of mine are just me being an actress. Like I'm
right.
always on set.
Or you being you,
yeah,
singing,
exactly,
things like that, right?
Exactly.
Selfies, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a lot of that. But yeah, guys, if you haven't already, follow me. It's Kelsey Bohlen, KelseyBohlen. That's just my username.
Yeah, there you go. And you can help her increase her numbers and stuff. I don't really care about the numbers, really. I mean, we have some pretty nice numbers for the station and for myself. Mainly, I think, because I was on Facebook early on, you know. And
oh, yeah.
There was a time when everybody was friending everybody, you know. So I ended up with 4,500 friends.
Most, oh, my God.
Most of whom I've never met in my life.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. It just, but because of the radio show and everything, you meet a lot of people and,
sure.
and people write to you and stuff. But I can see where in your industry, in your business, you want to build your brand up and,
sure.
and you want to create an image out there and everything. So you're a performer after all, so you need to perform for people.
Well, right.
So that's pretty cool. I need to really take Instagram seriously because I post there only occasionally, and I never even have the time to write a description. And the point is that you're not going to get anybody to look at your picture if they don't know who is in the picture.
Right.
Yeah. On Facebook, I do put it, but then it's like I have to do it twice. Is there a program to let me do the Facebook posts on Instagram too?
There
or
is.
Vice versa.
Actually, vice
really?
Versa. Yeah, you can.
What's it called? Is it from within
Instagram?
Instagram?
Yeah, you can. I post to Twitter from Instagram, and I post.
Why didn't let me do it?
Facebook
I'm going to try and do
Instagram.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you don't have to do it twice, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
And if for
do.
Some reason you know happen to post on Facebook first, and you want to you know copy it to Instagram, you can just literally copy it. And
yeah.
paste it in your.
But you know what the problem? I think I know what the problem is. It only lets you link up with a personal account, not a page, right? You know, like if you have a page on Facebook, not your profile,
mm-hmm.
will it let you link that one?
Well,
I'm not
sure if you can link from Facebook. I always do it from Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it links to Facebook?
Right. Like,
okay.
Like Instagram
the other
has,
way around.
Instagram has the option to also share on Twitter or Facebook. Whatever.
I see. Okay. So that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
And then I'll have it on both. Okay, we'll see if it works. Because some of them, like I said, limit you to only link to one account in Facebook.
Yeah, and
I've
used
got several.
To, the only, well, you don't hashtag, so
right.
it wouldn't really matter for you. But, you know, I used to link from, hello, our guest is here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Just finish the sentence. You used to link?
I used to link from Instagram to Facebook, and I would hashtag on Instagram, and people would get annoyed because they're like, oh, we don't want to see all those hashtags on Facebook.
On Facebook, right.
Yeah, so I quit doing that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, Melissa Hill just walked into the studio.
Hi.
And if you guys have been listening, you heard her on the phone. Melissa, thank you so much for coming. It's okay, we're not going to get on your case. I see you took the time, you put on makeup, you fixed yourself up
yeah.
and everything. I'm not going to complain to you.
Thank you. I do have some chocolate in my teeth, though.
That's okay.
I was chewing on a protein bar on the way.
Oh, okay. And you got water there, so you're good. You're well taken care of. We're joined by Melissa Hill. She's the host of Hill and Howard Raw Talk Radio. And I mentioned that Howard is taking a little break from the show. How is the show going, Melissa?
It's going really well.
Yeah. What do you guys talk about? What's the show about?
Well, it's different every week. And it's stream of consciousness type conversation, as I've been describing it to my guests lately, is sort of like a onion that gets peeled.
Oh, okay.
The layers get peeled while on the air right. with me. So the listeners are peeling right along with me. So I like my reactions and my questions and everything to be authentic.
Yeah.
So I really try not to talk to the guests too much before.
There you go. You see, she learned the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. When we have a guest sitting here 10 minutes before the show, I tell them, don't think we're rude, but we don't want to ask you anything. Because if you have to ask it the second time, it's phony, you know, because you already know the answer, right?
Right, yeah. And on the flip side of that, because I was listening to your show yesterday. On the flip side, which I love that phrase too. On the flip side of that, a couple times I've had people that were really good friends come in, you know, because I found something that they're, you know, like, let's talk about your career in fashion,
sure,
photography or whatever, or you were a comedian and they're like, oh, I sucked. I'm like, you just totally did the improv no-no.
Yeah, right?
I sucked.
You know, you do not negate the question. You just go with it, you know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So what I started doing is, you know, and each week I'm still learning as I go. So,
sure.
Now I just tell the guests, I say, just think about what it is that you might not want me to ask and tell me before we go on the air. I'll ask everyone, is there something you don't want me to mention?
Sure.
Right.
You know, and I think it's easier that way. So
It is, you know, but sometimes you just ask them, they don't want to talk about something, they'll give you the next slashing signal.
Right. Well, in Howard's case, though, because Howard sat where Kelsey is sitting, he was always looking down.
Yeah.
And I can never get his attention. I'd be like,
No!
How irritating is that?
Very
irritating.
Very irritating.
Yeah. That would be irritating. I'd get up and slap his ass.
That's when we were brand new, and I send an email to Sam. Sam, can you take that little part out?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, do not just, you know, because Howard was discussing my living situation. And I was
what?
Like, what are you doing? What? Stop. You
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't air it all out. And that's the thing. On radio, people are tempted to sometimes share too much, you know.
Right. And I'm learning from Sam. He kind of gives me a little lesson at the end of each show. And I know when we first started, we were like, two fist bumping a little bit.
Really?
Not really, but, you know.
I don't remember that. But, I mean, maybe because we had some technical problems, right?
Right, because I come from a place where I talk about everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so this is a whole different medium for me. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Where do you come from? What's your...
Wait, I didn't tell you you can't talk about anything.
No. Yeah. No, it was when we were having the technical difficulties.
The technical problems.
Right.
Okay. No, but there. Okay, I see that would create a little bit of tension. I didn't feel it. I just felt the pressure that the things were not going smoothly, where I know things always go smoothly, but for some reason, Tuesday at 7, for 2-3 times in a row, the internet was down.
You're kidding.
During their show, and it destroyed the whole show.
Yeah, and we were so...
And so irritating,
We were still having, like, what do you call it, post-traumatic stress from our previous broadcaster.
Exactly. Oh.
And we took like a 2-week break from the other network till we came here. So it was really fresh. And I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Exactly. And I'm like pressured because I don't want them to leave. I need to show them that there's a different way to do things. Right?
But I love it here. I just want you to know that.
Right.
I love the station.
You,
I love being here. And
it's great,
it's
right?
So creative and...
That's awesome. And Melissa comes here every week, and it seems like the highlight of your week for the most part. You know, you come in here, you enjoy it and stuff. Well, I don't know, in your personal life, you probably have a lot of highlights.
it's definitely my highlight. You know, I think just the other day someone sent me a text. Oh, what's going on? I said, my show. The show, and my dog. Those are the two awesome things, really.
Aww.
You know, moving sucks, gives me anxiety.
Oh, like, I hate moving.
Right. I've only moved, I've lived in LA since 1997.
Uh-huh.
I lived in an apartment for 7 years.
Wow.
And I did a brief stint as property management, you know, and then I've lived in this house now, I guess, since 2004. So moving,
so you've been
is,
there a while.
Yeah, 12 years. Yeah,
yeah,
so
nice.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Do you live in the valley here?
I do. I've more north. I mean, south.
Okay. Well, you can tell us later where.
I live up in a hill.
Yeah.
So we're
living in a hill is nice.
I live in somebody else's house. It's not my.
But that's like, okay. But you get the view, right? Do you get a view from that house?
Somewhat. We get a view of the canyon. I love animal watching.
That's awesome.
That's nice, you see. It's different from living in an apartment, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I'm like, I don't want to go back to staring at a wall in the mailboxes.
Yeah.
No.
See, I don't. I sit outside on my patio most of the day when I'm on my computer and stuff, on my laptop.
That's nice.
And I don't have to stare at four walls. I feel like I'm outside.
Right.
You know, it would be nice to be in a house in the backyard doing that, but right now, the houses around here are way too expensive, and I absolutely have to live in this area because the station's here.
Exactly.
And I'm not dealing with traffic. Forget about it.
Oh, God. You know? I know.
If you moved anywhere else, it would be like...
It would be suicide, right?
Yeah.
When I first moved down here to LA and I had to drive to work, I'd show up crying. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking moving down here? This is effed up, you know, and that they didn't have GPS back then. It was you're probably too young. They had the Thomas Guide.
Right.
So everything.
Yeah, I was telling her about it. Remember that's the book of maps for LA?
I was telling you about that.
Thomas Guide.
Right. Well, I was traveling from Northern California to Southern California, so I had the whole state Thomas Guide.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so it was like, I don't want to pull over and look in the map, but okay, I will. But that's sort of how I learned the area a little bit.
Yeah, but you lived here quite a long time, since 97.
Yeah, who would have thunk? And when I moved here, it was a temporary relocation.
What were you moving here for? The entertainment industry?
Yeah, more or less. I was down here a lot working. And well, okay, she doesn't know who I. I was doing adult movies.
That's great. I read a little bit about it.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
No, she knows more than you think because I sent it to your thing, right? Does it say anything about it?
Your
bio?
You
I guess
did, but it was his. It was her co-host's bio.
Right. I know, right?
When I started here, I never wrote stuff about me. So I was like, I don't want to write anything about me.
Right,
And
so I didn't get to read that much. Cause so
there's not much to read that I still have to fix it.
Okay, I see.
It's like five highlights.
I was like, oh, she's so pretty, but where is she? What is there to
say about
her?
She's got like supporting actress and best actress film, right?
Yeah,
those are your awards. So how did you know? Did you just Google her or something?
I didn't Google. You told me.
I didn't tell you. You're the one that said, was she like a porn star or something, right?
Well, the her co-host, I read.
Right.
Yeah.
You figured she had something
to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, you mean you assumed me?
Okay, so Melissa, tell us, because I don't know much about it. I never really asked you because it's in your past, right? You don't do adult films anymore?
I don't do them anymore, but...
Right.
I started in the adult industry in 1993 when I was 23 up in San Francisco, and then so up until the end of the 90s, and I was working when we still shot on film.
That's so cool.
Which was really
before
awesome.
Before video.
No. They had both.
Wait a minute. There was video in the
90s. Yeah, they had video also, but 80s, I mean, but they don't use film anymore.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Now everything's digital.
Yeah.
Right, on little tiny cameras. So I worked on sets where we had like a film truck and the guy sitting with the gloves.
That's so cool.
You know, with the canisters of film.
Uh-huh.
It was so amazing. I mean, amazing. I've seen really great locations and I've traveled and the people nowadays in the industry don't have that, and I feel bad for them. But the 90s was pretty great. And then when I turned 30, I just thought it was time to quit.
Sure.
You know, I didn't want to age on camera.
So you did it for 7 years, though.
Seven years.
23?
Well, it was really consistent for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And then I did sporadic stuff like for the Playboy Channel because of the film. So I didn't have, I still don't have tattoos or piercings or anything.
Good for you. And so you're still the I don't want to say old generation, okay, but... Because we're not old, you're not old.
On Twitter, I get a lot of feedback from people that I don't want to say it's the golden era, because there's the generation before me who their stuff went to theaters, you know?
That's right. True, yeah.
So we're sort of like the silver era.
There yeah, you go. That's true, that makes right? sense.
And,
yeah.
and the current industry is tin. We call it tin, right?
Yeah.
Or copper.
That's true. Copper.
Copper era.
The penny yeah. era.
Like, yeah, like rust, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I don't like the porn industry today at all.
Right.
I do enjoy porn, but I watch foreign stuff, you know? I don't enjoy... Yeah. Or I will watch older American stuff.
Right.
But because today everybody looks the same. They're all shaved and everything, which I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy about. During right. your time, nobody was even thinking about it, right?
Well, look, we didn't have the 1970s Bush or anything like that.
That's true. Yeah, you didn't.
They did
but,
have the...
But in the 80s, they still had Bush and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I remember like... Okay, you don't like it, you don't like it. I like Bush.
I'm getting images of...
Of Bushes.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah.
How could that be bad for you? I mean, that's all you saw for years.
See, people assume that
really?
That I love talking about sex or private parts.
Or that you enjoy doing...
Well...
Participating in it?
No, wait a second. Wait. I did enjoy my job.
Okay.
I don't go to orgies. I don't do... anything. I don't swing. I don't right. do any of that stuff. I'm very when I'm in a relationship, I'm in that
pretty conservative as far as
yeah,
that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, yeah. I think I'm very
traditional.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you still. I mean, you enjoyed sex while you were doing that, right?
Well,
while you're making the movies,
I considered myself an. Actress who's
you're working
yeah
one of my friends is a porn star
oh okay yeah I mean because
she won't be named but she says the same thing
but yeah. why won't she be named I mean she's a porn star what's
I,
her
I know
well, you don't want to give a stage
well because then they'll the connection
connect
it's like
them
it's like my
stuff.
Roommate he
right,
you know
okay.
right
yeah.
so I prided myself on working in movies that had character arcs and you know I would get my scripts mailed to me a month ahead of time, if could, you know, or yeah. 2 weeks ahead of time. So I consider myself an actress who worked in movies that they just had sex.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
it was
true.
It,
yeah.
It,
but
it,
you
it,
still,
it, just, it was just part of it. Part
you're
of
playing it. Somebody else. You're not yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I would use
you're
my,
an actress.
I would use my real life situations to bring in the emotions that I needed.
Right.
'Cause a lot of the movies I did, I was crying. I did
sure.
a lot of crying.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So you actually did acting.
Yeah.
I actually, last January, I was inducted into the Legends of Erotica.
Oh, wow.
Which,
congratulations.
Which is really cool because my hand, my feet, I got an imprint in cement.
Oh,
that's
wow.
so cool.
And, so, yeah. So that's pretty much the highlight of my career right now. But yeah. it enabled me to do this.
Yes.
Which I adore. I absolutely love it. I call this my baby.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah. And
you mean, this you mean?
The show.
The show, your
yeah,
radio
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah. I
I'm
absolutely
so glad
love
to
it.
Hear that. I can tell you enjoy it a lot, you know. And because you get to sit with people in a setting where you normally would not really necessarily be talking about these things.
Right.
But when you know other people are listening, it's a whole different experience.
I had some people tell me, you know, a couple of weeks ago we did a... and sometimes the shows don't turn out the way that I think they're going to. And
right.
I
right.
get really upset. I'm like, this is not what you guys were supposed to do. You know? So like a couple weeks ago, I did a show. It was the battle of classic rock versus heavy metal.
Uh-huh.
And it was so tame. And I'm like, you people suck, you know? And I mean, but they're both dear friends of mine. But I received feedback through Facebook Messenger, and someone said, you know, it wasn't really my cup of tea, but I enjoyed listening to it because you kept me interested in the topic.
That's so cool.
And I said, well, what is it about music that's not your cup of tea? And he goes, well, it was just what they were talking about. Like, they were going so in depth with, like.
Oh, I see.
And even I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Because I remember when I was sitting here going,
yeah, but yeah. you know what? Also, remember, it's only one person that, you know,
right.
there could be other people that do not think in the same way and right. they actually enjoy it, you know.
And I had two or three callers on that show, and I never
oh,
have callers.
Wow,
yeah.
that's so
well,
cool.
most shows don't get callers, you know, but the thing is, if you really ask for them all the time, people will call, but mainly it's because the nature of the show.
Right.
I mean, look, we have a lot of shows. I've seen a lot of shows come and go. And what I tell them is, look, what I realize is when the show is like an advice show, people will call in.
Sure.
But when there's a conversation going on,
right,
why would somebody call in?
Because they're busy listening to the conversation.
Right. It's not like, you know, if you listen to like a Rush Limbaugh or something, or a Tom Likas or something, they talk to you. They don't have anybody in the studio sometimes.
Right.
So it's like, so they expect you to call.
Right.
But when we're having a conversation, why would a caller call? And if they did, why would I answer it? And that's what happens.
That's true, right.
You know, I get calls all the time. I don't answer them. I just ignore them because they can't possibly add to the show. I've been here so long that I know that a caller can't add to the show more than a guest can. So I'm not going to give them the time of day at the expense of the guest, you know?
Right. Well, tonight, I have three guests. And I'm really excited about tonight's show. They're all screenwriters from the Hollywood, you know, from mainstream Hollywood. And I know each of them from different areas. And we're going to be discussing diversity in Hollywood.
Oh, that'll be a hot topic.
Yeah. So I'm real, and I've been wanting to do this show since we first started. Like, I always have stuff going on in my head. And I tell people, I'm like, you're going to be on my show one night, so just be warned, get ready.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't figured it all out yet, but it's going to happen. And so this one just really came together. One of the people I did a mainstream movie with years and years and years ago, another person I met through Kickball, and another person I met at a convention. So I'm really excited. And one of the writers used to write for A Different World. I was tweeting out this morning, and I got some of the Different World people retweeting it. I was like, yay! I love seeing instant results, kind of.
Yeah,
like
that's great.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about Twitter.
That's awesome.
But I want to say hi to Howard, though. I did talk to him really quick before I came. So,
you did? Okay, well, hi, Howard. And Kelsey doesn't know you, but she says hi to
Howard.
Yeah, you are the hashtag queen.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
She'll hashtag the hell out of life.
Right. Yeah. I went to your Twitter yesterday. Hashtag actress. Hashtag fitness.
Hashtag
brunette. Hashtag brunette.
Exactly.
Hashtag LA life. Hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag cute. Hashtag.
Right. I know.
Beautiful eyes.
Right. So, I told myself, I'm going to give you
so
shit
cute,
for all the hashtags.
I know. I hashtag like
crazy. But it's good. It's
hashtag
fun.
Hashtag.
To me, it's just funny when people, because it's like, what a hashtag is, it's a thought that you want to put down without making a sentence.
Exactly.
Think about it, right? It's like, these are the things I'm thinking right now.
Sure.
Well, it's also a way for other people who are hashtagging the same word, they can type in. And
but
then,
how many people hashtag these things, you know, like
a
brown
lot.
Eyes
oh,
or something?
Well, I don't know about the, right, I kind of keep it more about, I hashtag a different world.
Sure.
Hashtag rock.
But you know what, it makes sense because that's how you find new followers, right?
So that's what I'm going to learn from you.
Yeah.
So I have to start hashtagging.
Yeah, obviously she
redhead.
Knows something.
There you go,
Yeah, don't listen to me. She obviously knows something about this.
Hashtag green eyes.
Yeah. Listen, the time is up, but maybe we'll take a couple more minutes just to tell everybody where to find Melissa and everything. There's no show right after us today. She's it's going to be a replay of her show, so we can spend a few minutes. I wish we'd had more time, but that means, Melissa, you need
to come
back. You have to come back. There's so much more we haven't talked about.
Right.
It seems like you've just been here for 5 minutes.
I know, it does. Are you going to get a spray tan? Is that you?
Yes,
yeah,
we're both going to get one.
Are.
Yeah, it's
and
exciting.
Get ready for it. I have to remind you, it's going to be, we have to do it either on the 22nd or 23rd.
So I need
Simone
to get on
is awesome. She was, he poked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how I met Simone, is through Melissa.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been her student, like, because she trains people. So you know, she'll call a couple times a month, or, you know, sometimes more often than others. And so it's almost been 2 years now that she has me come in, and I'm the white girl.
Ah.
Usually, at first it was like, I like it really light colored,
sure.
But like, I'm all dark, because they can't see it on me. And then I get home and I'm just like, look at that tan.
Really? Yeah. Does it look good?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you a picture afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. So how does it fade? How long? About a week or so for it to fade?
It depends on how you take care of yourself, how you shower.
Right.
last year I did one. It did last a week, and I got spray tan, excuse me, on Sunday or Monday, and then I went to Las Vegas, and I was at the convention, and then I had an event on Friday and an event on Saturday, and I still had a trace of tan on that Saturday.
Really? Oh, nice. Oh,
wow. So, yeah. So what I did on that situation was I just showered with water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And lots of deodorant.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no soap, huh?
No soap, but you also want to make sure, don't wear a lot of tight clothing. You probably might have a problem because you exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like the difficult part with me. Because if you sweat right away, you have to let it sit for about 12 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay because at least the first day we'll be able to show our looks. We'll take pictures and everything, sure. How we look.
I want to be there for it. Yeah. I want to be there to watch Sam get his spray tan.
I know.
Thank you. That'll be funny, right?
In your Speedo.
Yeah, right. But doesn't it like stick on your body hair and stuff for a man? I mean, am I going to have to shave off all my...
I'm not a guy, so I wouldn't know
the answer. I'll ask Simone. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. Melissa, how can people find you and more about the show?
Well, we have a Raw Talk Facebook page. So it's called Hill and Howard Raw Talk. And that's where I would like more listeners to engage with that page as opposed to my personal account. We also have a Twitter account at Hill_Howard_Raw.
Okay.
And... and me personally, I have Twitter at Melissa_HillXXX.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, is Melissa Hill your stage name?
It's
it wasn't the name you were born with.
It's not the name I was born with. It's the name I chose. But my mom told me she was going to name me Melissa. Uh-huh. So Melissa was always my play name.
Oh, okay.
And the Hill, when I was signing up, I was joining the industry at the same time with another girl. And she's like, I'm going to be Caitlin Hill. And I said, can I have that last name? I like it. We're going to be the Hill Sisters.
But, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, she only did a few things and then left. So I was like, we're supposed to be the Hill Sisters. Now I have Hill.
Yeah.
But it's funny because people from my community at home, they're like, why did you pick Hill? Because I didn't realize there were so many people in my school.
Yeah.
And my younger sister's best friend, her last name was Hill. So people were really angry with me. And I was like, what? I wasn't thinking of you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I just realized there's a show in the other studio that I have to actually run because our engineer is out. So let's totally wrap up, folks. Melissa, thank you so much.
I'll see you tonight at 7.
Yes, and if you want to hear more, Melissa, don't miss it tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific time right here on this channel right here on LA Talk Radio. We have to fly out of here, Kelsey. Thank you.
Yes.
And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.